Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. The FBI has reportedly gathered around 10,000 hours of video footage as part of the investigation into the disappearance and potential abduction of Nancy Guthrie, according to an official statement made on Thursday. The officials highlighted that the process of collecting, reviewing, and analyzing video is crucial to the ongoing investigation, which began after the 84-year-old mother of Today co-anchor Savannah Guthrie was reported missing on February 1. Although tools exist to enhance video quality, each clip must be examined in real time, which adds to the time required for thorough analysis. The official also noted that additional canvassing took place last week in the Arizona neighborhood where Guthrie resides to acquire more footage from local security camera systems. Among the footage is a Ring camera clip that shows a vehicle circling the area around 2:30 a.m. on the night Guthrie vanished. The Pima County Sheriff's Office confirmed they are aware of this video, which was recorded about 2.5 miles from Guthrie's home, beyond the 2-mile radius from which investigators had sought video evidence. 2 weeks ago, the FBI released a well-circulated security video depicting a masked, armed individual with a backpack appearing to interfere with the Google Nest camera on Guthrie's residence. Though authorities have labeled the individual as a suspect, their identity remains undisclosed. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos has indicated that investigators suspect Guthrie was abducted from her Tucson area home potentially during the night. Her last known sighting was around 9:45 p.m. on January 31 after having dinner with her daughter at Annie's home. She was reported missing when she did not arrive at a friend's house for a virtual church service. On Tuesday, Savannah Guthrie announced that her family is offering a reward of up to $1 million for any information leading to her mother's safe return. Please continue to pray without ceasing, she implored in the Instagram video. We still believe in miracles and still hold on to hope that she can come home. As my sister puts it, we are stoking the embers of hope. FBI Director Kash Patel noted that the images from the Nest camera were retrieved from residual data in back-end systems because Guthrie lacked a subscription that would save the footage. He stated that the images were captured on the morning of Guthrie's disappearance, while two law enforcement sources say that one of the images released was recorded earlier. The agency has not commented on any specific dates related to the images, which show a masked man without a backpack, and the Pima County Sheriff's Department has termed any claims suggesting a different date as purely speculative. Authorities are also exploring any potential evidence, including DNA collected from Guthrie's home and nearby search locations. Sheriff Chris Nanos mentioned the possibility of utilizing genetic genealogy, a forensic method that combines advanced DNA analysis with traditional genealogical research in the ongoing investigation. More crime and justice news after this. A woman from Indiana has received her sentence after being found guilty of trafficking a missing teenager and arranging numerous sexual encounters. As reported by WPTA, 22-year-old Leticia Granadas was sentenced on Thursday for her role in the trafficking of a 17-year-old girl. Granados, along with her alleged partner, Harley Cooley, orchestrated around 20 sexual meetings between the victim and various men. It is alleged that Granados connected with the girl through Instagram and took her from Fort Wayne, Indiana. According to WANE, the girl was picked up from her home in Fort Wayne after she indicated to an Instagram user that she wanted to, quote, escape her life and find someone to support her. After picking her up, Granados and Cooley reportedly discarded the girl's personal phone, provided her with a new untraceable one. The victim was then transported to Indianapolis, where several sexual encounters were reportedly arranged, some involving Granados herself. The trio later returned to Fort Wayne and checked into a hotel where the victim was ultimately discovered. Authorities at the scene reported finding suspected fentanyl and other explicit images and drugs at the hotel. In her discussions with investigators, the victim revealed that Granados and Cooley educated her about sex trafficking, including relevant terminology, how to price out her services, and how to handle financial transactions with clients. During questioning, Cooley reportedly confessed that Granados would, quote, set up plays, a term referring to prostitution, for both the minor and herself, with both women splitting the earnings. Granados claimed to police that Cooley was the one who trafficked the girl. Initially, the suspects faced multiple charges, including child sex trafficking, child exploitation, and two counts of promoting sex trafficking. Granados ultimately accepted a plea deal, admitting to guilt on the child sex trafficking charge, which resulted in a sentence of 6 years in prison, followed by 3 years of probation. Cooley is scheduled to stand trial next week, with a plea change hearing set for Friday. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.